My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns, who represents the Sunshine State's 6th Congressional District. He is also the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. We've talked to him a number of times about his work on that committee, most specifically his investigation into what happened to $535 million of taxpayer money that was sent towards Solyndra, the now bankrupt solar panel manufacturer. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, I'm glad to be on the air.
Well, we certainly want to get your thoughts on the president's energy campaign tour over these four states in the next 2 days as well. But first of all, it's been a couple of months, I guess, at least since we last got an update from you on where the committee investigation stands. I know you've been frustrated with the level of cooperation from the administration, but where do things sit right now?
Well, Greg, we issued a subpoena in the first week in November, and it's been slow walking by them all through this, shall we say, fall and now the spring. And we finally identified about 13 categories we expected to get answers on through the subpoena. We worked through them. We got about 8, and then they had, I think there was 11 categories, excuse me, 11 categories. 13, yeah. And anyway, we finally got 8, and then we got 2 more, and I think we got 457 pages just last Friday. We're hoping this is going to be the completion, but the main thing is, Greg, we got to get the White House counsel to certify that this complete production that we have requested is the great latest and the sole, shall we say, comprehensive collection of the emails and communications that we want. So that's the telling point, is to see if the White House counsel will sign that certification. But the records show clearly that in Solyndra, the White House made decisions based upon political expediency. And the cast of people in the presidential, in the White House, go everywhere from Larry Summers to Carol Browner, Valerie Jarrett, David Axelrod, Jake Carney, and Ron Klain. So it's pretty complete.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns. And, sir, if you get all the documentation you've requested and subpoenaed here, what do you think are the answers you'll have?
Well, I think ultimately here in Congress we want to make sure that we develop legislation so that Solyndra can't happen again. But we also want to be sure that the American people understand how $500 million was lost. And we want to bring out the fact that the White House has been very slow in responding to the subpoena, first really subpoena to the White House since the Watergate hearing. And, you know, on the bottom line, I think the American people should realize that in addition to the political maneuvering by the White House, they subordinated taxpayers' funds to two outside hedge funds. And these two hedge funds got their money back before the taxpayers when they went bankrupt. And so our legal counsel believes that the statute, the DOE regulations, required the taxpayers get paid first, and we think they broke the law, the Energy Policy Act of 2005. So there's a lot that we can continue to do here.
So there's been a little bit of a holding pattern, at least committee-wise, since November, since you're waiting for a response to these subpoenas. One of the media stories that's gotten a lot of attention in the last couple of weeks is what Solyndra appears to have done with a lot of the money that they were given through the loan program at the Department of Energy. And that is apparently buy their own product in order to, at least according to some, to show a healthier bottom line than really was the case. Did you already know that? Did that come as a surprise to you? What was your reaction to that?
That came as a surprise. It appears they sold about $60 million of the inventory to their own subsidiary for a fraction of that, I think about $15 million. That was not correct. They were raided 1 week after they went into bankruptcy by the FBI, and they also, it appears, a lot of the executives got bonuses, which I railed against and did a speech against. But transferring assets to pay off accounts receivable are normal in a business practice, but using inventory and selling it dirt cheap to your own subsidiary is really bordering on unethical fraud.
Last question on Solyndra. You previously extended a little bit of grace towards the Solyndra executives to let them get their bankruptcy house in order before they testified in exchange for them not pleading the fifth. They accepted that and then pled the fifth anyway. Any update on when and if they ever plan to come back and testify?
Well, I think at this point, most of the executives that we initially had contacted and talked to have all gone. They have given bonuses, I point out, to the lower echelon management to keep them to run this thing. But frankly, you know, the problem is with Solyndra and Abound and Beacon and Prologis is there's just too much, shall we say, political maneuvering based upon people who give money to the Obama administration, whether it's bundling or they give outright financial contributions. There's too much of that going on, which really creates a conflict of interest.
Secretary Chu in the last couple of days said he would give himself better than an A- on his handling. I guess the question was specifically on gas prices, but given your dealings with the Department of Energy and the Secretary's office, how close is he to where you think his grade should be?
Well, I've called for his resignation. I'm one of the few who has, although I know most of the presidential candidates in the Republican primary have called for his resignation. But, Greg, you know, he doesn't deserve an A. The Department of Energy's whole function is to make us energy independent and keep the price of gasoline down, that we're not energy independent, and secondly, the price of gasoline is going up, and the only way we can do it, it appears the president's going to go to our petroleum reserves, which is there, and under catastrophic hurricane conditions, they're going to take money for political reasons to bring the cost of gas down. That's not right. And then Secretary Chu subordinated taxpayers' money illegally, so obviously I'd give him an F.
On to the president's tour of four states, believe it's Ohio, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Nevada in the next couple of days, where he'll be touting what he calls his all of the above strategy. He responds to Republican criticism of his energy policies as saying oil and gas production is up under his administration, but at the same time, he's looking at alternative energies for helping our energy independence down the road in the future. What do you make of his argument? I know there's a lot of different arguments about how accurate his numbers are on some of this stuff, but what do you expect to hear, and how truthful is it?
Well, he is touting this new green energy program using taxpayers' loan guarantee. But when you look at different projects that he is touting, there's no jobs. For example, I think he's visiting the Copper Mountain Solar One plant to highlight his energy program. Well, if you look at this company, they receive $42 million in federal government tax credits and about $12 million in tax rebate commitments from the state of Nevada. But the construction plant involved about 300 part-time jobs, but currently, think of that. This, there's only 5 full-time employees operating in the plant. Now, when they say there's 300 part-time, could that be 1 hour? Is that 5 hours or 10 hours? But the fact they only have 5 full-time employees after the government gave them $42 million, and then they got tax credits of $12 million from the state of Nevada shows you this comes out to about $11 million in tax dollars for every permanent employee. And so that really is the crux of the matter. The president keeps talking about his green energy program, but actually it's not creating jobs. It's creating more government bureaucracy dealing with loan guarantees. And the bottom line is we're not using the God-given, shall we say, fuels that we have in this country to make us energy independent.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns. And, sir, exit question here. The president is expected, I believe, in Oklahoma to announce that he is expediting the southern portion of the Keystone Pipeline from Oklahoma down to the Gulf Coast, saying that that part is fine. The rest of it still needs to be renegotiated. And it's proof that he was never actually officially against it and that it was House Republicans that forced his hand to make a rush decision on this. Your reaction to what you're likely to hear on that?
Well, listen, the president tried to stop the Keystone Pipe. He realized that with the cost of gasoline going up, he was on the wrong political side, so he's trying to reach some kind of compromise. But the really people that initiate this action is the company out of Canada, Alberta, Canada, that wanted to install the pipeline. And so they're the ones that started the permitting process from Oklahoma down to Houston. And so they're the ones to be commended, and let's just hope that long-term that we get the entire pipeline, because we've done this for almost 60 years from Alaska, and we've done it around this country with 3,000 miles other types of pipelines. So there's no reason why we shouldn't do the Keystone Pipe tomorrow.
Congressman, a lot to keep track of. We'll keep doing it. I know you will as well. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you. Florida, take care, Craig.
You too, sir. Florida Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He is the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.